1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. This new year, purchase a 2020 Ultimate Popcorn Tub. Unlimited popcorn for only $4.95 every visit for the whole year. Because movies never tasted so good.
There's an orangutan update.
There is.
Yeah.
Oh, you.
Orangutan was recently spotted lending a helping hand to a man who was in a...
Is this a wild orangutan?
Well, he was in an orangutan...
Preserve?
Yeah, like a preserve.
Oh, okay.
Is that still wild if they're in a preserve? He's not a pet.
Yeah.
He's not, you know...
I'll go with...
He's not sleeping in a basket at the foot of someone's bed.
The orangutan was recently spotted extending its hand to help a man out of a snake-infested water.
Ooh. Well, this looks pretty wild to me. It doesn't look like a... And once again, who shot this video? It's vertical video. Terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like real jungly here. Watch your...
There's a conservation forest run by the Borneo Orangutan Survival Foundation.
The guy's in water somewhere up between his waist and his armpits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And the orang is holding out his right arm.
Is he on the shore or is he hanging from a branch? I can't tell.
Looks like he's on the shore.
He's on some marshy... It looks like a steep drop-off from the edge of the pond.
Looks like a water hole, you know, that he's in.
Yeah.
Does it say how the guy got into the...
He's in there to clear snakes out of there.
Oh, yes. Go in the pond, snake latch on. I collect snake. I go in with no snake, come out 50 snake. All latch on me. And when I come out, the snakes stay on me. Out of pond, on me.
That's my job.
That's right. Go get bitten by a snake.
And pull them out of there.
Yeah. As soon as you feel like 50 snake bites, you can climb out of there.
This is sitcom stuff right here. This is like BJ and the Bear. This is I'm trying to think of a name for the show. Someone in his orangutan or something like that.
Every Which Way But Loose type of thing.
Samhan Rakahan and
Clyde
Bungo.
The man refused the hand.
What?
The helping hand.
From the orangutan. He was
unsure of how the wild animal would react.
Yeah, that's
true. I mean, the next picture could have been his arm was ripped off at the shoulder, you know.
Sure. Or the orangutan using him like a whip.
Right, just whap, whap.
To beat snakes to death.
Apparently, venomous snakes are predators of Borneo's orangutans.
Oh.
What, they swallow them? They unhinge their jaw and swallow a...
bite them and poison them, I guess.
Orangutan?
Yeah.
Orangutan?
Snakes are their biggest enemy, according to some guy who works down there.
That's no joke, man.
Orangutan's more unpredictable than that driverless car.
What would you rather have? A self-driving car or an orangutan-driven car?
God, I think I just got into the car. Okay, my choices are I'm up to my armpits in a pond filled with snakes.
The orangutan extending his helping hand,
and I don't know how that's going to go, but staying in the snake-filled pond sounds like a bad idea, too. God,
or you get into the self-driving
car, and I don't know how that goes. Yeah. I got to go with the car. Okay, you got me in the self-driving car.
Those are your two options.
Oh, my God.
And you have to sit in the back seat of the self-driving car. So there's no way you can jump into the controls.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Just let it do its thing.
We found a way to get him in the car, Rock. Finally.
It took snakes and
orangutans
and
water.
Oh, my God.
Good. I'm glad you made the decision. If you'd have said I'd stay in the water, I would have gotten you're a liar.
Well, you asked if the orangutan was wild. The guy who was there clearing out the snakes said they are completely wild.
Okay, yeah.
So although it's an orangutan preserve, it's not like a zoo.
I think if I'm in the water, up to my armpits, poison snakes. How many in there? 50? Was that the number I heard?
Oh, or no, we said that out. That's,
we just made that up.
That okay. number of snake. I come out. Come out of water with snake.
How many?
50 snake.
If I'm in the water and he's extending his hand and I can't get out, I'm kind of going, you know, you want to reach.
You do.
What are you going to
do? How do you grab that hand? Do you give it the...
How do you know like it, the, just his grip doesn't just crush your right. hand right away? Then you start yeah. screaming. He panics.
Right. Yeah. And he starts using
slamming
you like
you
a whip.
Yeah.
Right. Ooh, ooh,
smashing ooh, into ooh, trees. Yeah.
Right, scared.
Oh, boy. Because they're meat eaters.
Are they?
Yeah.
Orangutans?
Yeah, they will eat.
Omnivorous.
Yeah, they will eat. I told you about the dick alarm they have, right?
No.
Orangutans live
was
in the tree.
Was it orangutans or baboons?
Oh, it might have been baboons.
I think
right.
it was baboons.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. That's good to know when you're stuck in a snake-filled pond. Well, it could be a baboon.
Now, is that an orangutan or a baboon? What do you know? Big orange animal. Orangutan.
Yeah. Hairy.
You're right. I think it is baboons.
Yeah, those are baboons. Yeah. We talked about that the other day, and they were baboons.
Okay.
Different animals.
All right.
Different habitats. Different everything.
So take that off the table. The baboons are the ones who eat the dicks who let be alarms.
Well, baboons
the
have
ground.
You know they have fierce canine teeth.
Yeah.
They've got really scary mouths.
They have really scary everything.
Well, those are the ones that didn't they? What did they do? They were just a jerk to that one ape until he died.
No, those were actually gorillas.
No, those were gorillas,
and it was their dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That they just loped to death for days. They
right,
wouldn't
he
let
was
him
the
sleep.
Dominant gorilla, yeah. and then his sons decided to take over, and one of them just.
Yeah. But he actually climbed, he actually went up higher in elevation up the mountain. I mean, it's still a lot of vegetation up there. It wasn't like he was up there with his heavy snow coat on, winter coat on. He was still in green pastures, you know, where he was trying to get away from. I'll just go up the mountain, and they followed him. Was it two sons? And they basically just.
It was.
Just wouldn't leave him alone
they
for like a week
jags.
until he just died.
Yeah.
He just collapsed. He lay down and he died. I think it was a silverback.
That all sounds correct.
If I remember correctly.
Okay.
I don't remember the show that was on, though.
Have you, anybody watched, what's it called? Earth in the Dark or Earth in Dark or something like that?
Earth at Night.
Earth at Night,
yeah.
Yeah,
something like that.
I watched a couple episodes of that. It's... I did learn one thing, and they didn't say. I guess they probably did say where they were. Seals are. They all pile up on these. You've all seen just the seals loaded up on an island where they're just squeezed in, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know what island this is, but man, it's the worst. It's Hell Island is what it is because walruses show up there, and walruses or not walruses, sea lions show up there, and sea lions will eat seals.
Really?
On land. Yeah, they will eat them. The males especially. The big males. They said they don't get this big just chasing fish around in the ocean. They eat seals.
Wow.
You know,
I had no idea.
Usually pups, you know, that can't get away. And it shows them chasing pups around. It's all shot in night vision. It's really, really clear.
Who's the narrator on this?
Some woman. I don't know who it is.
English or?
No.
No?
No. No. Didn't have an English accent. But the seal doesn't have very good night vision, which I thought all animals had really good night vision.
They have really big eyes, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, and they said their vision is not that good at night, you know? Which, you know, they can spot the sea lions coming up, but what they can't spot, once you get away from the sea lion, the vampire bats that climb on them and suck their
yikes.
Blood. Yeah, and they were showing these vampire bats crawling around on the rocks, you know, and it's shot in... this night vision, so it looks like an X-ray. It is one of the creepiest things. It's just like, God, this is horrible. This is really, I think I would rather take my chance with the snake pit and the baboon and...
Wow, in a self-driving car. All right. You can lay on that beach with the seals and the vampire bats. That sounds awesome.
Night on Earth is what it's called.
Night on Earth, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Here's a video of Humboldt penguins fighting off vampire bats. That sounds really gross.
Yeah. And these vampire bats are big. Oh, man. But they know. So,
the vampire bats.
I'm going to suck penguin blood. Let's go get some penguins.
You never heard Dracula say that. You never heard.
Never.
You know, you never
saw. Delicious penguin.
You never see Dracula licking his chops when there's a big horse walking by or anything like that. You know, it's just people.
Yeah.
It's bad for you. Human blood.
Yeah, they wanted. They wanted seal blood on this island.
Oh, yeah. Wow, where are these islands where all these bats are?
Yeah. Yeah, they're out there.
Yeah, they're eating penguins and seals and everything.
So the seal has to, one, avoid the sea lion that comes up there to eat the smaller ones, because that's what they do. Now, the defense that the seal has is it's more mobile on the rocks.
Seals are more mobile on the rocks? They don't have the little... Seals are like kind of mammal McNugget.
Okay.
Sea lions have longer necks and they got, you know, they can walk around in their flippers. Really?
The seal can climb the rocks and get away from the sea lions, they said. But then the problem was once they got away from the sea lions, now here come all the vampire bats to drink the seal blood. This is like right out of that Batman movie. Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb. Like
just what great. You can't go anywhere.
You know, and it's dark.
Yeah.
I got to get some sleep. You know, they must be exhausted.
That's a sucky place to live.
Yeah. Oh, all night I'm, you know, I got a sea lion chasing me. I get away from him. That's about 11 o'clock. I finally...
Well,
falling asleep, and then the vampire bat showed up.
You know, I think it's that way in nature a lot. You know, if you go over there, that's going to eat you, kill you. If you go over there, something else will eat you and kill you.
Yeah.
Well, if you're a deer, well, you got away from the wolves. Oh, the bears are over there.
Yeah. Nature's cruel.
Tough life.
Wouldn't you rather just be a seal in captivity, forced to honk a horn or balance a ball on your nose once a day at
SeaWorld?
Sure,
you can't go cruise out in the ocean and zing around in the kelp. But hey.
You're not running for your life all night, and then when you finally find a place to settle down, here comes a vampire bat that's going to suck you dry. And it didn't say if it even affected the seal. If the vampire bat bit them, it said they could drink.
Don't there a lot of blubber? That would...
They said that the vampire bat, this particular vampire bat on this island, could drink its weight in blood every night.
Oh,
wow!
Enjoy your breakfast, everybody. It's not like
giant
a
giant mosquito or bed bug.
It's
on
not
you.
A it's small. Like... I just need a taste. No, I'm gonna be here for a while. What do you weigh? 210. Oh, I don't have that much blood.
Going to suck the penguins dry.
Yeah. Where does Count Dracula winter? Penguin Island.
He loves penguins.
I like to get away from the cold, dank, dampness of Transylvania. I go to Seal Island for the summer or winter. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that never comes up in any Dracula movie. Or
no. Should work that into
it's
one
always
of these.
Kind of a. It's always kind of a, you know, dash to the finish line to get back in the coffin before sunrise.
Right, right. That's always the thing. Imagine if they'd have done that in True Blood, like they go to the zoo, you know? Here goes Sookie and Bill to the zoo in
Those
True Blood.
Those penguins are making me hungry. And we get the snack. It's like watching the Food Network.
They never did that. They never took a trip to the zoo and just went, let's eat a penguin, Sookie.
No.
Excuse me while I use my vampire powers to leap over the rail, suck a few penguins dry, right, and hop back up here.
Right, because they were super fast. No. They do that in Twilight?
No. You know,
with all the vampire stuff? Bela Lugosi never did
what
it.
What do we have going on in pop culture-wise? We don't have a vampire
as far as monsters?
Thing or a vampire thing or werewolves?
Not at the moment.
Anything going on? What's going on?
Nothing magical. No Lord of the Rings. No Game of Thrones.
No superheroes. Well, there's...
always superheroes.
What's her name?
There's not like a Breaking Bad
movie
going on.
Birds of Prey.
All right.
So anyway, I'm just pointing it out. So if you're planning a vacation somewhere and they say we're going to Seal Island, not that one with all the vampire bats and sea lions, right? That seemed kind of rough.
I looked at your brochure.